Welcome to the Be Real podcast, the first show on. Got my son, Brandon Bradford, here with me today. Real talk, real people, real experiences. So first of all, quick toast to this momentous occasion, first podcast for the year. So what we're going to be talking about today, right, a young man's experience in today's time. You know, the world's a crazy place right now. You have social media, a lot of things going on in the world. So I'm just going to spit some questions at him so he can actually provide some responses from a young man's perspective. And so the first question is, you know, kind of going to relationships. So in your opinion, what does the world look like for you and young men alike when it comes to relationships today?
It's tough for sure. You know, there's it's definitely harder, I think, than back in the day. I mean, of course, you know, I wasn't there back in the day, but I just feel like nowadays, women and girls alike, standards have definitely changed in the way they carry themselves more. Of course, there's always the rare ones who have, you know, have the true traditions and stuff like that. But there's also a lot of folks who carry a lot of masculine traits. And, you know, in that way, you know, someone who has standards and has certain goals they want to achieve and stuff like that, that's where you can kind of have the interference. And I mean, it's like, you know, you play with fire, you won't know until you get burnt. And so, in that case, you know, that's the only way you really find out about the person or whatever. But
so what's, in your opinion, what's the biggest difference between women back in the day versus women today?
Well, I admit women back in the day, a lot more feminine. I think they wanted to be like, want to be a mother. They weren't really so caught up in attention. I think they were more kind of satisfied with, like, their husband and trying to find a husband and wanting to have kids, as well as whether it be working or not, do stuff like that. Where nowadays, a lot of girls are just there. They want the attention. They want all the spotlight. They want this and that, and never satisfied with it either. And so that's where you kind of, yeah.
All right. And that kind of leads into the next question that I actually have for you. So how would you describe or characterize a pool of women that you are selecting from in terms of values, morals, and outlook on relationships? In your opinion, it's like, how do they do those things? And what type of morals and values do they have?
Yeah, I try to always, you know, get deeply understand the girl before, you know, try to settle down or whatever. But yeah, I try to make sure they have goals, some kind of aspiration and stuff like that. But you know,
and so talking about goals and aspirations, so we're actually talking about that today in regards to, you know, women having them, you know, which is great. Right?
Yeah.
We all need goals in life to get us motivated and working towards something that we believe is important to us. But in your opinion, it's like when taken too far, at least looking from a woman's perspective, how can that have a negative impact on the relationship or the future of a potential relationship, especially if you're in a relationship that's new and that you have that woman too involved, or that, you know, significant other too involved in trying to accomplish that goal versus being focused?
Yeah, I get you're asking what the
so as far as just being too focused on something other than the relationship,
you know? I think a healthy relationship kind of finds a way throughout it all. You know, I feel like there's a even ground, him or her or whatever, kind of settle and figure out, and I think it kind of worked through it. I think everybody's goal should be first, you know. I mean, obviously you want to get there for the woman or guy, whatever, but I mean, at the end of the day, you're your own person, you know. And of course, you know, there's higher beings and stuff like that, but you only really truly got yourself. Of course, you have your parents, stuff like that, but you guys gotta make sure yourself's right first. Yeah, so I just, yeah.
That's all you got.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So all good points that you actually made. So now jumping into the next question. So how do you boot girls who have high body counts? And I'm talking about high body counts, you know, in my opinion, you know, a young man like yourself, you know, women have probably two or less, anything more than two, probably high. And tatted women, tatted, pierced up, you know, full exposure in the way that they actually dress, you know, revealing a lot, short shorts, you know, low cleavage on shirts, different things like that. And women that are actually rude, disrespectful, not only in the way they talk, but the way that they actually, you know, carry themselves. And so how do you actually use women like that? Maybe just jumping into the body.
Yeah. So
top.
Yeah. So the the body count goes is, honestly, I feel like nowadays, two or less is, unless you find them in high school, is extremely rare, in my opinion. I think it's definitely inflated a little bit.
You think it's rare to find girls that have less than two?
Yeah. Well, I think high school is like, we're going to, if you would find like your high school sweetheart, stuff like that. But past that, good luck. Yeah, so
in your opinion,
average, I would say, would be like five or less. Five or less is where you're kind of, yeah.
And coming looking from a young man's perspective, are you okay with that number? Or you think that's high?
I mean, obviously, you know, I wish it was really like one, you know, or something super, super low. A five, I feel like it depends on the situation, I think, on, you know, backstory or whatever, I guess.
Yeah, we were talking about that. You brought up that point with the Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah.
How I guess his grandmother told him that, hey, regardless of the girl, there's always one guy
that
can always go back.
Yeah.
And you and I were kind of talking about that. In my mind, you know, what that kind of comes down to is like the greater number of guys that a girl has been with, the lower the probability that that guy is you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then at that point, if you're in a turn, entering into a long-term relationship with that girl, then at that point, you're at risk.
Yeah. I agree. And yeah, I feel like, obviously, the more they have, the more it's just like you're competing with like with a lot of competition. It's not even people who are like open or whatever, people from her past. And yeah, I mean, and that point, yeah, it's whatever. But yeah, and then as far as padding and stuff goes like that, yeah, me personally, I don't like a lot of tats. I don't like all that stuff, I think. Yeah. You know, and the same with it's called piercing is cool, whatever, but like you have a bunch of like other stuff that a bunch of like obnoxious stuff.
So as regards to location, like tattoo location, piercing locations, are there some that are more like taboo than others where if you looked at a woman with a tattoo, she only had one tattoo or one piercing and it was in a particular location, that's a no-go. Are there any situations like that?
As far as tattoos and stuff, yeah, I don't.
Not that one location. They have one. Like, hey, there's a tattoo. Yeah, but it's on, on right next to her ass, or you know, right next to her vagina, where it's like, hey, the guy that's putting that tattoo there, he had full exposure. You see him more, and then in my mind, that creates issue because now you have a girl that's comfortable with a guy down there putting tattoos in those locations that should be. That are, you know what I mean, that are more private.
Those obviously, it's like those areas, and then, but I feel like I would even, before we even got to tattoos and stuff like that, I kind of already have an idea as far as, like, girl/woman's motives or her intentions or, and then,
her intentions with you?
Or, kind of feel a vibe out, but they've gotten better at it. You know, they gotten better at disguising it, and the game's evolving. You always be on your toes. You know, that's really it.
And so gotta speak to this. So in regards to OnlyFans. So what advice? Sometimes you have girls nowadays that are actually out there on OnlyFans, trying to make some money, right, to provide themselves and provide for themselves. And if they have children, of course, for their children as well. But they're using that as justification for being on OnlyFans. So, in my mind, that's, big red flag, right?
Yeah.
You have a chick on OnlyFans exposing different things, regardless if it's just her feet, right, or other body parts, that says a lot about her.
Yeah.
And her morals and her standards and what she's open to actually showing other guys other than that guy that she's actually with. So what are your thoughts on women that are doing that out there, regardless of age? And then, what advice would you actually give them in consideration the perspective that a young man may have on a woman?
Yeah, me personally, I don't like OnlyFans. It's a big red flag for me. I just think that you're showing the whole world, and I think I have more old school views and stuff like that. And And I think the body is kind of be more for the partner, and it's obviously it's your body and stuff like that. But I think it's more if it's more intimate that way. But if you're showing it to the, you know, the whole world or whatever, and what you do is like, yeah, I just don't agree with it. No matter what it can be, yeah, the feed or whatever, it just it doesn't.
Yeah,
not a, it's definitely a red flag, and I think for women, I mean, it things me make me a little harder to find a guy who is worthy that's gonna kind of put up with it and like actually be with them for who they are rather than, you know, whatever they offer, stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So you mentioned red flag. So outside of that, it's like, what are some other things you would actually identify as a red flag in a girl in today's society?
Yeah. So obviously besides body count, stuff like that, obviously for me, the relationship with her parents, like for me, as well as siblings or whatever.
Okay. What about you? You consider tats and piercings, those red flags as well? I know you kind of mentioned, you know, the numbers that are maybe okay except for those issues for you.
Yeah. There's some tats and some, well, not tats. There's like a certain amount of tats or it's like it's too much for me. And the same thing with piercings, like of course, ears and the nose is kind of there, but then past that, just kind of.
Yeah.
You're treading into deep water. Yeah. So at that point, you just got to. But I mean, other than that, I mean, there's obviously a lot of red flags that come along. Well, not come along the way, but you kind of have in your back of your head that just kind of, you kind of see it and you're like, oh, boom, you know, I don't, you know, see that, you know, and stuff like that. But
so typically, it's like, so how do you handle a situation where, you know, you're entered into a new relationship with a girl and say it's been about a month, you know? So you know, people do a great job putting forth their representative, you know, especially in the beginning of the relationships. But after that month period, now you start seeing all these flags and a girl that, you know, wasn't showing those flags. So typically, how do you handle a situation like that? Or how would you?
So with me.
Do you run?
I think. Obviously, I think you have three choices. You can. If you for whatever reason, you know, you want to stay with her, you go for it. You know, props to you. I couldn't do it, but I hope you wouldn't. But you know, yeah. Option number two is you run away, and that's preferably my option. I don't. There's no point. Or three is just kind of accept it, and then just don't get too attached to it. You think you kind of already know what the vibe is, and once you see all the red flags, you're like, okay, you know, I'm just you know. Another guy in the cycle, another guy on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
So that's all it is. And so, either take it like that where you just kind of detach a little bit and you're just kind of there for whatever.
Get it.
Yeah.
Get it what you can.
And then
break free.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Body count. So, you know, you mentioned the number. You know, you're talking about five in European. That's probably like more or less an average now. But in your opinion, is that number real? Whenever girls give that number?
Oh, no.
What's the buffer?
I've always heard times three. And so you always times whatever number they give.
Times three?
Times three.
Wow.
At least three to five. And so.
Times three. So if you're saying five, that's like 15.
Yeah. I think it's times three, like minus like three, around minus three sometimes. Usually it looks like a little pocket. It's like
okay.
So like say.
Times three. Plus minus, you know, standard deviation.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, in your opinion, taking that into consideration in regards to body counts, like what type of effects does, in your opinion, does that have on a woman as a result of her being exposed to so many guys? You know what I mean? Five in my mind is a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you're saying that number is times three plus minus three, that means on the low end, about 12, right?
Yeah.
Three, in my mind, high.
Yeah.
Especially for a girl who hasn't entered into a long-term relationship, being committed with a guy that she's actually interested in, having a family with, and actually growing that. So women with that high of a body count, in your mind, how does that impact them?
I think as far as just like a lot of connection stuff, like I saw a video today actually about a soda can passing around, and at first it kind of just like touched the soda can passing around, and like we used to drink it, They're like, yeah. And then they stuck their finger in there, they're seeing their finger, and they're saying, would you still drink it? And obviously, you know, not. And so I think it's a lot of connection as far as like with said person or whatever.
They lose that ability to really connect with people after being with so many guys.
Yeah, and I feel like, yeah, that, and then kind of always like lingering, I guess, or something like that in the back of their head and stuff like that too. Like maybe they're not like consciously, but subconsciously and stuff like that. I think it's kind of always on that. Yeah, I don't think it's conscious. I think they're actually actively thinking about it, but I think in the back of their head, or not even back, but just like when stuff, certain situations happen, they're kind of just like,
yeah. So, all right. So taking all that in consideration, another question for you. So how hopeful are you that other young men today will be able to find a significant other that can be trusted, be monogamous, supportive of you and your goals, have a family first, you know what I mean, mindset, while also maintaining the boom, which she actually represented, that actually attracted you to her in the beginning of the day? How hopeful?
Not very at all. As always, you know, there's the butterflies between the caterpillars, you know.
Rare.
Yeah, but I just feel like I think eventually, maybe in some time, it may drop back down. Not drop back down, but as far as like women's views and stuff like that, eventually would kind of, I don't say correct itself, but fall back to where it used to.
Yeah.
And what
do you think is going to drive that?
I think it's because of men. I think eventually, I think even now, I think men have kind of gotten to a point where they don't really see the benefit of, say, marrying a woman or stuff like that, just because, you know, if she leaves, divorce, whatever, she can take half and stuff like that. And especially if she has a promiscuous past, it's just a lot of stuff, and you just kind of have to work through a lot. Kind of, it's just a lot of. Not very hopeful. I mean, like I said, there's obviously the rare ones, and but now they're out there and stuff like that. But you got to thread through the weeds first. But yeah.
And I was talking to your sister about that today, right? And everyone's vulnerable.
Yeah.
Put in my mind, like going back, to what you said about the Ocho Cinco and the high body counts, and you never know. You don't know what the truth is, right? Yeah. Because of course they don't want to let you know if they're. They think that you're a catch, right? You're a good guy. Of course, they're not gonna tell you anything to convince you other than, hey, she's the one.
Yeah.
She's the one for me.
Yeah.
Right. So they're not gonna do anything that would incriminate themselves.
Yeah.
All right. So taking all that, next one is so what advice would you give, you know, young men today who are, you know, traveling along their respective journeys in life, you know, trying to figure, you know, shit out in terms of relationships, finance, everything like that. So advice. I know you're big on trading stocks.
That's yeah.
Level of interest for you right now. I know you're focusing on yourself, trying to improve yourself, which is commendable. Great, right? Because, you know what I mean? In my mind, my grandpa always told me, you know what I mean? 100 years from now, women will always be.
So yeah.
You focus on yourself. You go get it. And then, you know, women will always.
So yeah.
What advice would you give a young man on his journey in life?
Yeah, like you said, work on yourself. I think biggest thing is find something that you like to do, and that's bettering yourself as far as whether it be working out or finding some kind of hobby, stuff like that. For me, the gym is big. You know, I feel like you kind of forget about everything in a way in the gym, and it helps a lot, of course, with health wise and stuff like that. But it also just makes you have more confidence by yourself, makes you actually, you know, want to do things and achieve stuff. And so I feel like that, just focus on yourself, find your little niche, you know, like you said, like your woman will always be here, and better, the higher status of the man, the more better available. And so, yeah, just stay focused on yourself, just keep grinding, and you know, it'll all work out. You know, just gotta trust in the process. So,
Yeah, sure. So, on the flip side, so in regards to women who are out there doing what they do, you know, of course, a lot good, a lot bad as well, some in the middle. So what advice would you give them to put them in a better position in regards to actually find a relationship to have to grow that?
As for women, I would say sure is, as far as the guys, work on yourself, you know, don't try and search for attention as much. If you have confidence in yourself, that's all attention you really need. So I would say that for sure. Work on yourself, find a hobby, stuff like that. Just find things where you don't have to rely on somebody else. And, you know, just, and then I would say kind of have your own expectations in a way. Be so caught up in social media and stuff like that, even though it's kind of hard to. Just work on yourself. I think that's the biggest thing. And once you figure yourself out, everything else will, it won't even either matter, or, you know, you kind of know who you are. And so, yeah.
So kind of, you kind of answered the next question, but in regards to, is there any wisdom or words that you would actually like to impart on any listeners to actually help them better themselves? You know what I mean? Of course, women, is there anything else?
I mean, I love the quote that is like, whenever a ship sinks, you know, it doesn't sink from the inside, it sinks from the water coming from the outside in. And so I view that as, you know, your body slash your mind, you know. I think that if you just work on yourself and harden that shell around you, you know, you not a lot can faze you. That's the biggest thing is, emotion is really easy, and people, a lot of people take control over it. If they know you will react a certain way or have a certain view and stuff about it, and know they can pull your buns and stuff like that, they'll attack it all day. And so, a lot of people don't have the best interest for you. You know, you won't know until you'll find out. And usually what happens is, it's like, heard from one guy actually this week that, no one really know your true friends until you need something rather than them needing something. And so, you know, watch your circle, watch you around. They're a big influence on certain people and stuff like that. So I'll just say, yeah, just focus on yourself and everything else falls in place. You just gotta trust the timing. So don't rush the process, you know. Everybody's time and place different, and
Perfect. Well, of course, I appreciate you taking the time for this podcast, for the Be Real podcast show. Yeah, I think it's a success.
Yep.
So cheers.
Cheers. Yep. Thanks for having me on, and